英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays。
这个周一我们给大家带来一个真实发生的故事，一个发生于19世纪伦敦的 true story.
Yeah, I love true stories, especially when they have like a real heart-touching end to them. Like such as this one, it's a world-famous story about the Elephant Man.
大家可能有的同学以前看过这部电影了。The Elephant Man, 但是可能大多数呢还没有看过。
Yeah, like the first movie that is made, based on this story is pretty old. It's like a real black and white movie, but it's definitely worth it watching. But it can be a little bit challenging because, you know, the style of those kind of movies and like the vocabulary they use, maybe it's a bit difficult. So that's why this story today will help you out. And you can like, after reading and listening to us, you totally have no problem.
这个故事呢是几十年哈，在这个社会上啊，在世界上啊都是广为传颂的一个故事。那么它讲的是一个什么事儿呢？一位英国的医生啊，在马戏团啊发现了一个头面部严重畸形的人。后来呢，人们把他们叫做 The Elephant Man, 象人，因为他的脸部呢和头部哈、完全是严重的畸形。那他呢，生命当中啊受尽了各种不公正的不人道的待遇。
Yeah, everyone was afraid of him. Everyone despised his ugliness and like avoided him, of course. Like they were not giving him jobs. Like his parents even did not want him anymore.
他生活的各个方面哈，就是他没有办法能够得到一个很正常人拥有的生活。人们都歧视他啊，对他冷漠，对他比较的残忍啊。
Yeah, like everyone was really cruel to him. Like because the way he looked like was really like,his skin was so like abnormal that it really looked like an elephant skin, and like aside that, his head was really big, really swollen up, and like also his back had some real like big deformities.
对
so yeah, it really looked a bit like a young elephant.
他的这个整个外貌啊，就人们看上去呢，就觉得有些令人感觉到惊吓啊，
yeah.
觉得有些恐怖啊，尤其是这个女士们看见他都是尖叫着逃走，觉得看到了怪物一样。
Yeah, especially women when they looked at him, they were like scared and afraid. And yeah, I mean,We all have our days that we don't look our best, right? Like that we feel like, okay, today is not my day. I'm not looking perfect. And like that you have a pimple or something, or you just like have a bad hair day. But imagine you would be this guy, like having to live with these deformities and the way he's been treated.
我看到有的研究说呢，说他之所以长成现在这个样子，是因为他母亲在 pregnant 的时候啊，被受到了大象的惊吓。
Yeah, that's what they say, that the mother had a fight with an elephant when she was pregnant, from him. So, like, I mean, his mother, after she gave birth to him, she loved him, actually. She was really a good mother. Like, she was, no matter what, this is my son, and I am going to love him.
他这一生当中呢，唯一一个爱他的女人就是他的母亲。
Yeah.
但是他的母亲呢，在他小的时候就去世了。这从那以后呢，他的人生就再也没有一个安乐或者是一个比较安全的一个堡垒了啊。
Yeah.
就受尽了这个社会各种的欺凌和凌辱，直到后来他遇到了这样的一位英国的医生，愿意呢想要帮助他，然后他人生的故事呢后面就有一些变化了。
Yeah, like his life was obviously very, very miserable until one day he meets a very nice person really helps him out, and that really changes his life so much that like this story will definitely kind of touch you.
多年以前呢，我在一个晚上啊，就是很莫名其妙的就看到了这部电影。当时我看的不太明白，但是我觉得这个电影呢很能打动我。结果没想到这么多年以后呢，朱莉老师挑中了一篇这样的文章，我觉得是时候和大家一起分享一下。其实它这篇文章和这个故事真的是教给了我们一些道理，或者是说启发了我们的一些思考。
Yeah, definitely. It teaches us a lesson in compassion. Because if you really think about it, like if you hear the way people treated him, you really can wonder who is the ugliest here.
我们这个人类的社会啊，对那种非常规的、非正常的东西是一种什么样的态度？那么这样的一些人群，他们怎么在这个在主流社会当中生存和生活？他们的心理是怎么样的？我们可以通过这个故事一起来了解一下。好，进入到今天的美文阅读 The Elephant Man。
The Elephant Man, a true story. His mother loved him dearly, but died when he was 10. His stepmother didn't even look at him, but expected him to work to contribute to the family finances. After 2 years working in a cigar shop, he was dismissed because he could not keep up with the required work pace due to his deformities.Then he tried to be a door-to-door salesman, but when people opened their doors and saw him, they would scream and slam the door right in his face. Merrick's father, not knowing how to take care of him, began beating him. One day, Merrick couldn't take it anymore and left his dad to live in a squalid workhouse for drunks, cripples,and the mentally ill. His life there was so miserable that in a moment of desperation, he offered himself to a carnival owner as a sideshow act. Merrick was a hit. People would pay money to line up and observe him like some animal in a zoo. It was very humiliating to Merrick, yet the carnival gave him a sense of security and food.It was during a sideshow in London that Merrick met Dr. Frederick Treves. Disgusted by Merrick's treatment, Dr. Treves wanted to help. He gave Merrick his card, but lost track of him.
His mother loved him dearly, but died when he was 10.
他的母亲十分的爱他。Love someone dearly.深爱非常爱但是呢在他十岁的时候就去世了
His stepmother didn't even look at him but expected him to work to contribute to the family finances
His stepmother 继母继父、这是这种词汇的专门的说法
Yeah, someone's stepmother is their father's new wife in a later marriageSo you all know、Snow White, that story?、Snow White, of course, had an evil stepmom.
Step, 后继、中国人也说了后继有人就是继上来的后继英文中呢是接下来一个步子再踩上来的、
yeah.
就这么继、stepmother, 接下来替位的这个母亲就是继母。继母呢甚至都不看他一眼。
Yeah, she didn't even look at him, but...She expected him to work to contribute to the family finances.
却期待他 expect someone to do something. 期待他呢能够 work, 出去工作 like contribute to the family finances. 家庭经济啊家庭经济就是什么呀就是为家庭赚点钱。
Yeah, so he had to work to make some money for the family.Because otherwise, like,why would he be here? That's what she was thinking.
是的，继母的思想啊，就说啊，你这人长得也这样啊，干嘛呢？不做点事儿啊，不为家里挣点钱啊，吃闲饭呢，在家里。好，所以说希望他能出去工作呢，为家里打工挣钱。
After 2 years working in a cigar shop, he was dismissed because he could not keep up with the required work pace.
那我们来看一下这个年轻的匠人的时候他的这个工作的状况如何他的工作是否顺利呢两年以后 working in a cigar shop cigar 雪茄烟
Well, you all know a cigarette probably, right? That's sort of white stick sticking out of someone's mouth and smoke comes out of it A cigar looks a lot like a cigarette but it's a more luxury version It's like brown and thicker and personally, it smells better
Cigarette是普通抽的香烟 ,cigar 是雪茄、
yeah.
在一个雪茄店呢他是工作了两年以后。
Yeah, and he was there, he was dismissed because he could not keep up with the required work pace.
看看认不认识这个词儿啊 ,dismiss, dismiss.
Yeah, to dismiss that means to force someone to leave their job. So he was forced to quit his job because he could not keep up. So he was actually too slow with the required work pace.
对。Dismiss 是解散离开的意思啊！你看我们军训的时候哈哈大家说团队解散啊，叫 dismiss dismiss 也有解雇的意思从一个地方离开大家散开了 dismissed was dismissed 就是被解雇了哟他被解雇了因为他不能够 keep up with something 与什么保持一致
Yeah, to keep up with something is to be as fast as something. So he was notas fast, he was not working as fast as the required work pace. So he should be faster for this job, but he could not.
那这里呢是 keep up with the work pace. Pace 就是步伐了。那看来啊，他是能跟上节奏吗？还是跟不上节奏啊？他跟不上这个工作的节奏。就是说他的动作可能太慢了。
Yeah, and why?Due to his deformities.
原因 due to something. Due to his deformity. 这个词有意思我们可以用词根词缀的方式来拆一下。Form 是正常的形态。
Yeah.
D 呢我们已经学过了表示去除或者是相反。Deform 就没有正常的形态那就是什么呀畸形啊或者是什么一种变形
Yeah.
Deformity.
Yeah, so a deformity is a part of someone's body that is not looking as it should look like. So it's not the usual shape. So I don't mean like some people have earlobes, some people don't have earlobes. No worries, that is not a deformity. But like if your back is like bone like in a certain way and or like your nose is likePointing the other side or something,that is a deformity.
哎，所以说呀，这个 form 就是一种正常形态 ，deform 就是非正常、没有正常、离开正常的这种形态。因为自己的这个身体的一些畸形啊，和算是某种残障吧，他也跟不上这个工作的节奏。好了，这个工作也没法做了。
Then he tried to be a door-to-door salesman.
接下来，他又努力去成为啊，去成为什么呢？一名 door-to-door。挨家挨户的就是上门推销的 salesman.
Yeah, a door-to-door salesman, that is a person whose job it is to go to all the houses in a particular area to sell something. So they knock-knock on the door and then say, Hello, do you want to buy a new microwave? And then the person says no, and then slams the door in the face, and then they have other strategies to make you still buy the microwave, of course.
这是之前的一种商业的模式。
Yeah, right now they really don't do that anymore.More. They just give phone calls.
现在有后来有什么电话 sales、yeah. 电话营销现在都是自己、自己在网上购物了、
yeah.
不时代不一样了但是呢可是您看他这工作他能做得长吗他人们一打开门的时候看见他
Yeah, when people opened their doors and saw him
大家的反应都是一下尖叫起来
They would screamAnd slam the door in his face.
Slam the door. 以前我们见过这个词语。它专门和 door 连用就是砰的一声啪的一声关上门。
Yeah, just bam, like I don't want to see you anymore. That's what they were thinking.
Slam the door in his face. 就是当着他的面。
Yeah, just right when he was just standing there and not even finished his sentence probably, they slammed the door like no.
英文中很形象把门关在某人的脸上。当着某人的面啊，就是砰的一声关上，把某人拒之门外。
Merrick's father, not knowing how to take care of him, began beating him.
然而梅里克的父亲呢，也不知道如何去照顾他 ，not knowing how to take care of him， 于是干脆就开始殴打他 ，beating him.
Yeah. One day, Merrick couldn't take it anymore and left his dad to live in a squalid workhouse.For drunks, cripples, and the mentally ill.
Couldn't take something anymore. Take something, 接受某事。再也不能接受某事了。再也不能,什么?再也不能。
Yeah, you cannot endure it anymore. You cannot stand it anymore. You had enough.
你呀已经受够了。你已经不能再忍受某事了。啊,这个口语请大家记下来以后可以用上。Couldn't take something anymore.梅里克虽然他身体是有残疾的、
yeah.
但他精神是不残疾的他呢不能再忍受了于是就离开了父亲
Yeah, he left his dad to live in a squalid workhouse for drunks, cripples, and the mentally ill.
新单词 squalid, S-Q-U-A-L-I-D, 啊比较啊比较
yeah, very dirty,
肮脏的
unpleasant, something squalid,is like something dirty and unpleasant. Squalid is really used often for places, not really for things. So you cannot say my teacup is squalid if it's dirty or something.
所以 squalid 是专门用于某个地方比较肮脏。那么 workhouse?
Yeah, a workhouse, like they had that in the past for people who were disabled. Some people were mentally ill. Some people were like...crippled, they had like physical disabilities, which made them unable to work in a normal place. So they had special workhouses for those people where they could do some work and earn some money. But the circumstances in those workhouses was terrible, very dirty. They got paid really low and like the work was very hard.
啊，虽然也是一个 workhouse, 工作的一种小仓库啊或者是什么地方吧。但是这种 workhouse 呢是专门为一些比如说像醉汉 drunks, cripples, 这个残疾人
yeah, someone who cannot walk anymore.
对比较就是跛足而行的人叫 cripples,、yeah. 或者是一些呢精神病的患者 mentally ill, 啊对给这些人呢做的一个能够稍微能够用余力吧啊能工作挣钱养活自己的地方。
Yeah, you can imagine that his life there was so miserable.That in a moment of desperation, he offered himself to a carnival owner as a sideshow act.
他的生活在那个地方啊，可以说都不用想了啊，一定是非常的 miserable, 非常的悲惨啊，比较的凄惨。
Yeah, just terrible. You're surrounded by drunks, cripples, mentally ill people doing a lot of hard work in dirty circumstances.
这里呢 in a moment of desperation,啊、就在某一种绝望之际吧就在某个绝望的时间一个时刻他 offered himself 把自己呈给什么什么人把自己送给什么什么人
Yeah, he presented himself to a carnival owner. That means he wanted to give himself to that carnival owner.
就是给把自己给出去给了一个 carnival owner. 我们可以理解为是某种嘉年华反正是一种大型的表演团队或者是马戏团
yeah,
Carnival、
exactly.
owner as a sideshow act 成为一名啊串场的演员
Yeah, a sideshow act that's a little bit smaller entertainment or activity at a carnival or a fair. So he said, no, I cannot be the main actBut maybe I can be on the side as an addition for the audience so they can get something extra and I can be that extra.
其实呢他这个做法呢是很偶然的。但是呢马戏团我们都知道是一个求新和猎奇的地方。
Yeah, it's a very lively place with a lot of like different kinds of people, a lot of different kinds of acts. So yeah, it's actually a good move of him because he was out of the workhouse.
因为马戏团呈现的就是那些让人大开眼界的东西。梅里克在这个地方呢很受观众的欢迎。
Yeah, Merrick was a hit.
就这个词 was a hit.
Yeah,
hit 就是那种哗一下夺人眼球的东西。
Yeah, everyone loved, not loved him, of course, but everyone really liked watching him. Everyone was really, like, amazed by him. They liked the act he did very much.
People would pay money to line up and observe him like some animal in a zoo.
It's just like when there are two baby pandas are born in a zoo, then everyone lines up and goes watch, right? That's exactly what people did when they heard Merrick was in town.
可是他是怎么受到欢迎的呢？说起来也有些心酸。人们愿意花钱排起长队 ,line up, 排长队来近距离的观察他看他看稀奇就好像是看动物园里的动物一样。人们花钱来看他。
It was very humiliating to Merrick.
然而对梅里克来说这简直是一种莫大的羞辱 Humiliating.
Yeah, something that's humiliating is making you feel very embarrassed, very ashamed.
你就像是被关在笼子里大家花钱来看你一样。Yet, the carnival gave him a sense of security and food.
Yeah.
尽管如此这马戏团可是给了他一种温饱和安全感。
Yeah, like he was not attacked by his dad. He did not have to live on the streets. He got food every day. So yeah, that's why he stayed.
至少呢是能够活下来，而且呢也不会被殴打。
Yeah. It was during a sideshow in London that Merrick met Dr. Frederick Travis.
就在有一次伦敦的一次串演当中啊 ,a sideshow in London, Merrick met Dr. Frederick Travis. 他遇到了弗雷德里克·特里夫斯医生。
Disgusted by Merrick's treatment, Travis wanted to help.
原来我们对什么事情感觉到十分的反感，感觉到十分的厌恶，我们可以说 disgusted by something.
Yeah, it was like, this is terrible, the way Merrick is treated. He's not an animal, he's a human being, and like, he has certain disabilities, we must help him. That's what Travis thought.
医生呢，一般来说都较比有些同情心啊，有人道主义的情怀、yeah. 啊，所以说呢，这个医生就觉得 Travis 就觉得 Merrick 的经历和遭遇呢，是非常令人不齿的，所以呀、啊，他想要提供帮助。
He gave Merrick his card, but lost track of him.
他就给了梅里克一张自己的名片 ,his card, but lost track of him. 但是呢 ,lost track of somebody, 就是丢了。
Yeah, to lose track of someone, that means you don't know anymore where someone is, or what is happening to that person. You lose track of people.
等于说是失联了。梅里克其实根本就没有联系他。
A few months later, the police started clamping down on sideshows, so Merrick was sent to Belgium to work in a sideshow there. But when the Belgium police also clamped down on sideshows in Belgium, Merrick was forced to make his way back to England. As he limped down Liverpool Street Station, foul-smelling and misshapen, a crowd gathered simply to watch him.The police took him aside to sort things out, but Merrick's speech was so slurred by his deformities that they couldn't understand him. At last, Merrick showed them Dr. Travis's card. The police sent someone to get him, and Dr. Travis rushed to the police station. He took Merrick back to London Hospital and began a newspaper appeal for funds to help Merrick.The response was very warm and soon sufficient that Merrick was able to have his own house on the hospital grounds with permission to live there permanently. Dr. Travis's care marked a real turning point for Merrick. At first, Merrick would act like a frightened child and hide when everyone came into his room, but over time, he began to engage into some conversation.Dr. Travis discovered that Merrick was in fact highly intelligent and sought to nurture his growth. Yet Merrick's greatest hurdle was still to fall.
然而这个马戏团的生活呢也并不是那么的顺利。
Yeah, a few months later, the police started clamping down on sideshows. So Merrick was sent to Belgium to work in a sideshow there.
几个月以后警方啊就开始 clamp down.
Yeah, clamping down, that is something usually that the police does. When the police are clamping down on someone or something, they are making an attempt, they try to stop this thing or to stop certain people from doing something.
警方的行为这个 clamp down, 我们会见到两次它的意思就是取缔。取缔这个 sideshows,、啊、取缔马戏团的这种串演的环节。所以 Merrick was sent to, 就被派到了 Belgium, 比利时去 work in a sideshow there, 到那个地方继续去串演。
But when the Belgian police also clamped down on sideshows in Belgium, Merrick was forced to make his way back to England.
但是呢这个比利时的警方也开始 clamp down on sideshows in Belgium.
Yeah, like in that time, in that era, people like saw that in a lot of sideshows, a lot of carnivals, there was a lot of criminality. There were a lot of illegal practices going on.、Mm. So people were being robbed as they were watching the shows, etc. So that's why the police clamped down on them.
哎，所以也没有办法了。Merrick was forced to make his way back. Make one's way, 就是去什么地方。这里呢就是回到了英格兰。其实当时呢这个医生啊已经把 Merrick 带走了， 但是后来呢被这个马戏团啊那个利欲熏熏的老板给他偷了回去。偷回去以后呢就把他送到欧洲各地啊去巡展，然后呢为此疯狂的牟利挣钱。然后这里呢就写得很简洁，说最后呢他还是啊在很多人的帮助之下吧就回到了英国。
But Merrick, as he limped down Liverpool Street Station, foul smelling and mishappen, a crowd gathered simply to watch him.
回到英国的时候呢，这会儿他已经非常的落魄了哈，他这个时候已经没有在马戏团里了，也没有什么地方可以去。Limp down Liverpool Street Station 是怎么一个状态呢？
Well, if you limp, you walk with a lot of difficulty because you're injured in your leg or in your foot. Like, it's only one side that is injured or hurting, so that makes you walk really funny, like really in a limping way.
一瘸一拐的 limp, L-I-M-P。他是在利物浦街的车站下车的时候一瘸一拐，身上呢散发着恶臭， foul 臭的 smelling.
Yeah, something foul is very dirty or is very smelling very unpleasant.
And mishappen.
Well, something that is mishappen is badly twisted or badly formed out of its natural shape. So his deformities had gotten worse and worse.
Happen 发生 mishappen， 大家想想这个前缀是不是有那种 mishappen 发生错了、
yeah.
就是他身上啊自身所带着这种畸形和他发身上散发的恶臭是不是会引来人们的围观呢？ A crowd 人群马上就聚集过来，就开始哇围成一个圈，就开始看他，对他指指点点啊。
The police took him aside to sort things out.
好，警察把他带到一边去来 sort things out, sort something out, 把什么事情问清楚，把什么事情整明白。
Yeah, to sort things out, to figure out what is actually going on, what is actually happening. Like, so they were seeing like the crowd gathering around Merrick, and they were thinking, what's going on? So they took Merrick to the police station and wanted to know, like,What happened to you? What are you? Who are you?
Sort out. 在此处的意思呢可以是警察盘问。盘问什么事情，因为要问个水落石出。生活中呢你说 I'm gonna sort my things out. 就是说我要把我的生活整理明白。那叫 sort things out.
But Merrick's speech was so slurred by his deformities that they couldn't understand him.
哎呀，但是这个梅里克说话呀。他的这个说话呢他非常的不清楚，他很含糊 slurred 是为什么含糊呢？ slurred by his deformities.
Yeah, if someone's speech is slurred, that person speaks without pronouncing the words very clearly. So like in this case, Merrick's mouth was probably so misformed he could not pronounce words properly anymore.
他这个畸形啊，面部的畸形是畸形的非常厉害的，甚至都已经影响他自己正常的表达了。因为他的 deformity, 面部的畸形让他讲出的话含糊不清，以至于警察感觉到难以理解。
At last,Merrick showed them Dr. Treves' card.
好在有这么一根救命的稻草。最后啊，梅里克就向警察们展示了那位特里夫斯医生的名片。
The police sent someone to get him, and Treves rushed to the police station.
警察马上就派人找到了医生，然后医生立即就赶到了警局。
He took Merrick back to London Hospital.And began a newspaper appeal for funds to help Merrick.
我们看医生找到他以后呢，要把他带回自己的地方做研究，其实啊是要去做研究，所以呢他就把 Merrick 带回到了 London, 啊带回到了伦敦的医院，然后 began a newspaper appeal.这个要讲一下。
Yeah, a newspaper appeal is like, you put an advertisement in the newspaper in which you ask for help for something or for someone else. You ask like, dear all, this is Merrick, he is having this disease and we could help him if only we have a little bit of money. Could you please donate some money for Merrick? That is a newspaper appeal. So it's like a sort of, yeah, it's an appeal, like an advertisement in a newspaper in which you ask for help.
就是一个在报纸上刊登的 寻求帮助的这么一个广告。
Yeah.
Newspaper appeal. 他想登这广告干嘛呢？这吸引眼球的东西，他是想要来 for funds, 来筹款 to help Merrick, 来帮助筹些资金来帮助 Merrick, 既帮助自己的研究，同时也帮助他可能找一个栖身之所。
The response was very warm and soon sufficient that Merrick was able to have his own house on the hospital grounds with permission to live there permanently.
哦，原来呀，反应啊，反响热烈，我们可以用 warm 来表达。The response was very warm. 没想到这报纸一刊登以后反响十分的强烈。Soon sufficient, 很快资金呢就足够了。那 Merrick
was able to have his own house on the hospital grounds with permission to live there permanently.
还真不错啊，这下呢这个 Merrick 的运气好了起来。他能够有一所自己的房子，在哪儿？ On the hospital grounds, 在医院里的医院的院子里。
Yeah, that's great, because anytime he needed medical care for his like disease, he could just go to the hospital. He did not have to travel anymore, he did not have to worry about living on the street anymore, he would have food, etc.
至少不会无家可归，也不会是没有温饱啊，在医院这个地方有了一套具有永久居住权的房子 with permission to live there permanently.
Yeah, he could live there till the end of his days. Treva's care marked a real turning point for Merrick.
就是因为这位特里夫斯医生的关照，他是 marked, 标志着一个 real turning point,人生中的真正的转折点 for Merrick.
Yeah, a turning point. It is like a time in which a very important change takes place, like especially one that makes the previous situation better.
好，你看至少这生活上有了保障了吧？
Yeah.
是不是？好，另外呢，其实对于 Merrick 来说，他这一生啊，前半生吧，他所承受的很多是这种精神上的打击。
At first, Merrick would act...like a frightened child, and hide when anyone came into his room.
一开始 ,Merrick 他的表现呢，整个的表现就像是一个 frightened child, 一个受惊吓的孩子一样。他躲起来，躲在房子里、
yeah.
不跟任何人接触。
He was really scared of people because people had hurt him so much, and people in general were like afraid of him, or looking at him like in a weird way, or like calling him names.So that's why he always hid when someone entered his room.
因为一个人在从小到大哈，心灵最脆弱的时候，他受到的是那种毫无还手之力的对待的时候，他就会把自己呢封闭起来。他非常害怕，非常隔绝这个很危险、很冷漠、很可怕的世界。
Yeah, but over time, he began to engage some in conversation.
Over time, 随着时间的慢慢流逝呢，他也慢慢的会开始啊参与一些 engage some conversation, 一些谈话和聊天了，愿意开始说了。
Yeah, he started to talk to some people. Dr. Treves discovered that Merrick was in fact highly intelligent and sought to nurture his growth.
这位细心的医生啊，渐渐的也发现了 Merrick 实际上呢有非常高的智商啊，他非常聪明 In fact, highly intelligent, 非常聪明，一点都不傻。
Yeah, and he sought to nurture his growth.
好，
That means that he really wanted to help Merrick develop his intelligence.
那这里 sought to 就是 seek to do something 的意思，就是想办法要 nurture 培养 his growth，要开始培养他的成长。
Yet, Merrick's greatest hurdle was still to fall.
诶，这句话怎么理解？可是尽管如此呢， Merrick 他身上的那种极大的 hurdle, 障碍还是没有办法克服。Was still to fall. Fall 就是还是。
Yeah, it still was there, and it still had to be get out of the way.
那他这个 greatest hurdle 是什么呢？
I don't know, what could his greatest hurdle be?
对呀，他 greatest hurdle, 人生中最大的障碍是什么？一定也是心理方面的，对不对？
Definitely.
好，第三段。
All his life, Merrick had known only fear and rejection from women. They had literally run from him. So Dr. Treves asked an attractive widow he knew if she would come into Merrick's room, smile at him, and shake his hand. When she did, Merrick broke down into a ball of tears, later telling Dr. Treves that she was the first woman in his life, apart from his mother, to have showed him kindness. That was a second real breakthrough moment for Merrick. In the coming years, more and more people, women included, would meet him and show him kindness. He began meeting countesses and duchesses. He even had many visits and letters from the Princess of Wales as he was forming a friendship with her. Throughout this time, Dr. Treves reported that Merrick changed dramatically. He began to develop some self-confidence, to spend time traveling in the country to discuss poetry with another new friend, Sir Walter Steele. Merrick died in April 1890. His deformities had never allowed him to sleep lying down as most people do. He had to sleep in a sitting position, his head resting on his knees. He apparently tried one night to sleep laying down to be, quote, normal, and sadly dislocated his neck and died. While his short-lived life was marked mainly by cruelty and indifferences, his life story was told for decades to come, teaching us a lesson of compassion, for he might have lived just a couple of years as a real human being, but he did experience them, helped by a friend.
Greatest hurdle 啊，同学们在直播间当中讨论说是哪一个单词啊 ？Hurdle, H-U-R-D-L-E.
Yeah, a hurdle is one of the several problems that you must solve before you can do something successfully. So this was his main problem he still had to solve before he could really live a normal, quote unquote, normal life.
Hurdle 也可以是生活当中的困难。啊，跨栏跑 ，hurdle， 啊，也是可以的。这个词呢，大家可以去查一下字典，了解一下他生活中的困难是什么。他生活中的困难 still to fall， 还是会降临，还是没有解决掉。
All his life, Merrick had known only fear and rejection from women。
在他整个一生当中啊，这个 Merrick had known 他所知道的唯一的东西就是什么呢 from women 就对女性啊他唯一的印象就是 fear and rejection 就是恐惧和排斥
They had literally run from him Yeah, so they run away when they saw him They were like, ah, and then they ran away
Literally speaking, 就是直白的说
yeah, like,
通俗的讲
Exactly how you say it, literally
对确确实实的说吧啊，就这么确实的说吧这女性们啊就一见到他马上就 run away from him 马上尖叫着就跑开了因为女性比较胆小啊。
So Dr. Treves asked an attractive widow he knew if she could come into Merrick's room
所以呢这位医生啊就询问了一位 attractive, 啊非常漂亮的。
Yeah.
啊非常漂亮的 widow。Widow 是 W-I-D-O-W。
Yeah, a widow is a woman who was married, but her husband unfortunately died.
哎就是失去丈夫的女性也就是我们所说的寡妇。就问这样一位朋友啊就说你是否愿意 come into Merrick's room? 因为这位医生呢他把各种不同的人啊带进 Merrick 的房间、yeah. 去尝试着让他跟真实生活的人接触。但是呢不是很许多人都愿意进去。但 Merrick 呢一看到这些人进来都是自己躲起来也不愿意跟人家交流。
Yeah, so Dr. Treves, like did a lot of work to bring a lot of different kinds of people into Merrick's room because he wanted Merrick to become used to human contact that was not cruel and like just to engage in conversation, just to communicate with people.
他希望呢 Merrick 也能够有自己正常的一个 social life.
Yeah.
所以他就问这位女士，就是你愿不愿意到 Merrick 的房间里去 smile at him, 能够呢对他微笑 and shake his hand, 同时跟他握手，就这么简单的要求。
When she did, Merrick broke down into a ball of tears.
他呢是欣然的同意了。就在他这么做的时候，没想到，万万没想到 ,Merrick broke down into a ball of tears.
Yeah, he was crying and crying and like he could not stop. That it means to break down into a ball of tears. Like you cannot stop crying. You suddenly erupt.
这就是崩溃大哭的意思。Broke down, 一下就崩溃了。啊，哭成什么样子呢 ?Into a ball of tears.
Later telling Trevis,that she was the first woman in his life, apart from his mother, to have showed him kindness.
好，就这件事情过去了以后不久啊，啊，这个梅里克就告诉医生说呀，说这位女士是他人生当中的第一位女性 ，first woman in his life, apart from his mother, 除了他的母亲之外。唯一一个 show him kindness 对他表达善意的女人
Yeah, it was the only woman he knew apart from his mother who ever was kind to him. So yeah, that was very confusing probably to him and also very emotional.
可见他生命当中啊，对女性，因为女性本来就应该是一个充满关怀和善意的群体，是吧？ Yeah. 有这样一种形象。那生命中除了十岁以前母亲对这样对待过他以外从此以后再也没有了但是就是这样一位女性让他崩溃大哭这是第二位啊，他所见过的陌生的女性
That was a second real breakthrough moment for Merrick
而这也成为了梅里克人生当中第二个真正意义上的突破性时刻 A second real breakthrough momentWow, breakthrough 是很大的 moment.
Yeah, it's just like a turning point, basically. But a breakthrough moment is just like a discovery or an achievement or something that happens to you that comes after a lot of hard work and a lot of, like, really hoping that it will happen, like a lot of faith that it will happen. A breakthrough moment.
一个完完全全的真正的突破性时刻。
In the coming years, more and more people...women included, would meet him and show him kindness.
就在接下来的几年时间当中啊，越来越多的人呢愿意与他会面了
Yeah.
尤其是一些女性。
He began meeting countesses and duchesses.
人们向他和他见面主要是呢向他表达善意 show him kindness. 其中包括了 countesses.
And duchesses.
伯爵夫人和公爵夫人。
He even had many visits and letters from the Princess of Wales.
他还有很多的什么 visits, 还有很多的来访,还有信件 from Princess of Wales, 还和威尔士的王妃呢建立了友谊。
As he was forming a friendship with her,
Form a friendship with someone. 啊，就某人和某人啊，构建友谊。
Throughout this time, Dr. Trevis reported that Merrick changed dramatically.
好，就在这样的一些时间当中呢 ，throughout 啊，穿过啊， yeah. 通过啊，这样一些时间，医生啊就报告说 ，Merrick changed dramatically.
Yeah, he changed completely. He changed really.Intense, very, very clear and very obvious.
它不仅是有了变化，而且这样的变化是极大的，是戏剧般的，是巨大的，是不可思议的。
He began to develop some self-confidence.
它有哪些变化呢？它慢慢的开始发展出来了 ，develop some self-confidence， 稍微有一些自信了。
To spend time traveling in the country.
也愿意花时间呢，到乡下去旅行。
To discuss poetry with another new friend, Sir Walter Steele.
还会为与另外一位新朋友 Sir Walter Steele, 与这个沃尔特爵士呢讨论诗歌 discuss poetry.
Yeah, so like to discuss poetry, you need to have a certain intelligence and a certain skill to understand poetry in the first place. So, like, yeah, you could obviously see that Merrick is very smart.
对，所以说他确实是智力和智商是非常高的。你还很讨论诗歌，你至少得有一些诗歌的知识啊，对诗歌的理解。
Merrick died in April 1890.
但是呢，不幸的事情还是发生了。就在1890年的4月的时候 ,Merrick died. Merrick 是去世了。
His deformities had never allowed him to sleep lying down as most people do.
然而他去世的方式呢，却是有些蹊跷。他身上这种残疾和畸形呢 ,His deformities has never allowed him to sleep lying down.从来都没有办法让他允许他 lying down 躺下来睡觉
Yeah, he could not lie down and then sleep because he had like some deformities in probably his back that he just simply could not lie down、
他可能是头部或者是背部呀也有一些身体的畸形吧所以他没有办法像正常人一样躺着睡觉那大家就想了那他怎么睡觉呢
He had to sleep in a sitting position.
Oh, in a sitting position. 一种坐着的姿态。
His head resting on his knees.
怎么睡呢?
His head was like put on his knees and then he could sleep and like while sitting in a certain position. So he was sitting all night long.
他是没有办法躺着睡,他只能是坐姿睡眠。然后头呢,靠在膝盖上,这么睡。
He apparently tried one night to sleep lying down.
但是呢，他非常想啊，非常想像正常人一样的睡觉。所以呢，he apparently tried. 他有一天晚上啊，他就尝试了一下啊，躺下来睡觉，就想过正常人的生活。
To be more normal.
让自己更加的正常一些，more normal. 但是
，and sadly dislocated his neck and died.
很不幸，这样一个姿势导致了他的脖子脱臼了。
Yeah.
Dislocate, 没有放在正确的位置上。
Yeah, to dislocate a body part, that means to do something that forces the bone in that body part out of its normal position in its socket. So, like, yeah, his neck was just out of the socket. So, yeah, it basically strangled him.
一躺着睡觉，脖子就脱臼了。这下呢，就与世长辞。
While his short-lived life was marked mainly by cruelty and indifference, his life story was told for decades to come, teaching us a lesson of compassion.
虽然，尽管，他这短短的一生 short-lived life, 短暂的生命 was marked mainly by, marked, 就是打上什么的烙印。
Yeah, like it was...mainly recognizable it was like the main thing in his life was cruelty
他生活中的主题是什么他被什么样的东西打上了烙印呢是被两样东西一个是 cruelty 残忍一个是 indifference 我们上节课也刚刚学过的一个词根词缀记单词的方法 difference indifference 就是冷漠与己无关的冷漠。
Yeah, indifference, that's a lack of interest or sympathy. So there was just a lack of interest or lack of like feelings of sympathy for Merrick. Indifference.
但是他的人生故事呢? His life story was told for decades to come.
Yeah.
他人生故事在之后的这个几十年当中呢,被大家流传。被大家传颂着
Yeah, for years and years after his life, like his story was still told. And now you know why, right? Like it's a very good story. It teaches us a lesson of compassion.
因为他给我们每个人都上了一堂 compassion, 关于同情和怜悯的课程
Yeah, compassion, that's a feeling of sympathy for someone who is in a very difficult situation and you want to help that person because you understand and care about that person.
For he might have lived just a couple of years as a real human being. 即使他呀可能仅仅作为真正的人类啊，生活了就这么几年的时间但是
But he did experience them.Helped by a friend.
但是他也确实体会到了，体会到了这种作为真正的人类，一个有尊严的人生活的方式。同时他体会到了 helped by friends, 来自朋友们的同情、帮助与关爱是种什么样的感觉。
Yeah, so you cannot wonder what would have happened if Dr. Treves did not see that show, did not help him out, then he would have lived all his life probably in the carnival, and not lived that long. He would have suffered a lot of humiliation. He would have, like, eventually, like, probably would not have a job anymore, would land up in the street and, like, die there.
他的人生呢是不幸的啊，因为他遭受了这样的一种奇怪的畸形，但是他的人生呢又是幸运的，因为他遇到了这些能够真心实意帮助他的来自朋友们的同情、帮助和关爱。
Yeah, Dr. Treves was one of the only people who really helped him, who really like changed his life. And for him it was probably not even that difficult to write that newspaper appeal and to like think about ways to helpMerrick, he just was one of the few people who tried.
在这个世界上，这位医生和这位医生的太太是在那个阶段对他特别好的人，真心实意帮助他。因为医生也被他的这种身上的一些气质所感动吧。
Yeah.
他太太也非常好，从来不害怕，也从来不害怕，都是真心实意的帮助他。大家有兴趣可以去看一下电影啊，这个电影当中呢，描绘了一些各种各样的正常人，他们有的名门显贵，有的达官贵人，也有生活在底层的劳动阶级，但是他们都有一个共同的特点，就是他们都要从这个畸形人身上啊，去获得对自己有利的东西，却在利用他，没有帮助他，在利用他，在打压他，在冷漠他，在嘲讽他，在边缘他。
Yeah, in all his life, you know that people were just using him, they were mistreating him, they were even like beating him, and like just really not seeing him as a normal person, except for Dr. Treves and like, yeah, his wife, they respected him as a, and they treated him like a human, because he actually was.
文中没有提到的是，在马戏班呢，有几个人是帮助 The Elephant Man 的，而这几个人其实也是畸形人。在这些面部畸形和身体畸形的人身上，反而还表现出来了一些正常的人性所善良的一面。所以这个故事其实隐藏着一些鲜明的反差。
嗯。
就是面部正常的人，那么心灵是不是有些畸形呢？而那些面部畸形的人却有一种超出正常人的善良。
Yeah, so as Jingjing already said, like any, like if you look at someone who is like ugly or looking a little bit odd or like actually very terrible, don't forget that real beauty lies within.
我看到在这个电影的海报上呢，写了两句话啊。第一句话是说 A story of bravery.
Yeah.
另外一句话是说 A triumph of humanity.
Yeah, it are all very good titles for a story like this. So you can decide yourself. You can also say A lesson in compassion or maybe True beauty.
所以这个真实的故事啊，带给我们大家也是一些思考吧。所以说如果大家感兴趣的话，可以去看一看这个电影。我记得当年看的时候，我当时看的不是很明白，而且电影呢是那个大卫林奇指导的这个电影，黑白，当时还是黑白片。
There are many versions of that movie. I believe I saw one too that was not black and white, so like I guess there are many different like versions of movies made based on this story.
但是这部片子呢是奥斯卡多项奖项的获奖影片、
yeah.
一定有它的原因的。
Yeah.
啊，今天呢我们是读了一个讲述这个故事更改的一篇美文。所以是有些离奇啊，不多见，但是呢至少我们又 keep up with the pace.
Keep up with the pace of studying and keep up with the studying.
好了，今天的美文就是这样了，感谢大家的收听，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。
See you.